This is an executive summary of 721 exchange and depreciation recapture, Baker 1031 investments from Baker 1031 investments. When you sell a depreciated property, a significant portion of your tax bill often comes not from capital gains but from depreciation recapture, the tax on the depreciation you took over the years, at rates up to 25%. For long-held properties with substantial accumulated depreciation, especially those using cost segregation, the recapture can be a large tax. A 721 exchange, like a 1031, defers this recapture along with the capital gain, so contributing your property to a write-for-op units doesn't trigger the recapture. Instead, the recapture, along with the rest of the deferred gain, carries into your op units, to be recognized when you convert, or erased by the step-up if you hold until death. Understanding how recapture works with a 721 exchange is important for owners of depreciated property. This guide explains recapture, how the 721 defers it, how it carries into the units, when it's triggered, and how the step-up erases it. Depreciation recapture is the tax on the depreciation you claimed on a property, triggered when you sell. Over your ownership, you depreciate the property, deducting depreciation against your income, a valuable tax benefit during ownership. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.